नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नष्टकिम्। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम। हरि बोल। पंखा बंद करो। फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 28 पुरंजन बिकम ए ओमैन इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ टेक्स्ट नंबर 51। तत्र पूर्वतरः कश्चित् सखा ब्राह्मण आत्मवान् सांत्वयन् बलगुना सामना तम आह रुदंती प्रभो। तत्र पूर्वतर कश्चित् सखा ब्राह्मण आत्मवान् सखा ब्राह्मण आत्मवान् सांत्वयन् बलगुना सामना तमाह रुदन्ति प्रभो तमाह रुदन्ति प्रभो। तत्र पूर्वतरः कश्चित् सखा ब्राह्मण आत्मवान् सांत्वयन् बलगुना सामना तमाह रुदन्तिं प्रभो तमाह रुदन्ति प्रभो। तत्र पूर्वतर कश्चित् सखा ब्राह्मण आत्मवा सांत्वयन् बलगुना सामना ताम आह रुदन्ति प्रभो। और कोई और प्राणी एनीबडी एल्स माता जी meaning tatra in that place purvataraha previous kaschit someone sakha friend brahmanaha a brahmana आत्मवान वेरी लर्नेड स्कॉलर सांत्वयन पेसिफाइंग बलगुना बाय वेरी नाइस सामना मिटिगेटिंग वर्ड्स ताम unto her. Aha, he said. Rudatam, Rudatim, while she was crying. Prabhu, my dear Prabhu. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. My dear king, O Brahmana, who was an old friend, my dear king, one Brahmana, who was an old friend of King Puranjana, came to that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words, purport. The appearance of an old friend in the form of a Brahmana is very significant. In his Paramatma feature, Krishna is the old friend of everyone. According to Vedic injunction, Krishna is sitting with the living entities side by side. According to the Shruti mantra, Dvasuparana Sauja Sakyaha, the Lord is sitting within the heart of every living entity as Suhrita, the best friend. The Lord is always eager to have the living entity come back home, back to Godhead. Sitting with the living entity as witness, the Lord gives him all chance to enjoy himself materially. But whenever there is an opportunity, the Lord gives good counsel and advises the living entity to abandon trying to become happy through material adjustment and instead turn his face toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of a spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, I'll read. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of a spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount, means equal, to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. This is technically called Bani Seva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states in his Bhagavad Gita commentary on the verse Vaishyatmika Buddhi Ekeha Kurunandana, Bhagavad Gita 241, that one should serve the word of a spiritual master. The disciple must stick to whatever the spiritual master orders. Simply by following on that line, one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, appeared before the king, queen as a Brahmana. But why didn't he appear in his original form as Sri Krishna? Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur remarks that unless one is very highly elevated in loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot see him as he is. Nonetheless, if one sticks to the principle enunciated by the spiritual master, some or other, he is in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Lord is in the heart, he can advise a sincere disciple from within. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Tesam sata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam upayantite. Those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. In conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of a spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Bani or Bapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And instead of being eager to see the Lord in one's bush of Vrindavan, in some bush of Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one instead stick to the principle of following the word of a spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. Sri Bilavangala Thakur has therefore said, Bhakti stvai istritaha bhagavan yadisyat daive nanaha phala phalati divya kishora murtai mukti swayam kalitanjali sevatasman dharmartha kama gatayaha samaya pratiksha. If I am engaged in devotional service unto you, my dear Lord, then very easily can I perceive your presence everywhere. And as far as liberation is concerned, I think that liberation stands at my door with folded hand, waiting to serve me. And all material conveniences of dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, and kama, sense gratification, stands with her. Krishna Karnamit 107. If one is highly advanced in devotional service, he will have no difficulty in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one engages in the service of a spiritual master, he not only sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but attains liberation. As far as material conveniences are concerned, they automatically come. Just as the maid servant of a queen follows the queen wherever she goes. Liberation is no problem for the pure devotee, and all material conveniences are simply awaiting him at all stage of life. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurjinimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadabhi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamusupurusam Bhukte Gudansod Thasod Satmakam Sholam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswadai Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So first we'll talk on the purport, then we'll go on the verse. So Prabhupada in purport he has given a sacred thread. Just like this garland, there are many flowers, but all the flowers are being held by a sacred thread. The thread within the flower, right? Holding this flower together, and that makes a garland. So, at least 7 times in the purport, Prabhupada has mentioned one thing. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the supreme personality of Godhead once. Then, nonetheless, if one sticks to the principle enunciated by the spiritual master, somehow or other, he is in association with the supreme personality of Godhead. Second. Third. In conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of a spiritual master, he immediately associates with the supreme personality of Godhead. Again, if one instead sticks to a principle of following the word of a spiritual master, he will see the supreme Lord without difficulty. Again, if one is very highly advanced in advanced devotional service, he will have no difficulty in seeing the supreme personality of Godhead. Again, if one engages in the service of a spiritual master, he not only sees the supreme personality of Godhead, but attains liberation. So 7 times. Prabhupada gives the importance of understanding the spiritual master and helping in his mission. The mission of a spiritual master is same as the mission of Krishna. What is Krishna's mission? Radhas? Okay. Lord Chaitanya mission. Krishna's mission from Bhagavad Gita? Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. Right? He does not come here to serve dharman paritajya. यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थान धर्मस्य तदा आत्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। सो दिस इज कृष्णाज मिशन, थ्री थिंग, परित्राणाय साधुनाम, टू गिव प्लेजर टू हिज डिवोटी, वन मीनिंग ऑफ परित्राणाय साधुनाम, जस्ट गिव प्लेजर। कृष्णा डज नॉट नीड एनीथिंग फ्रॉम अस, फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, जस्ट लाइक वी हैव नॉट हर्ड दैट मदर गंगे वाज थर्स्टी, शी नेवर बिकम्स थर्स्टी बिकॉज शी हैज सो मच वाटर। वी नेवर हर्ड दैट फायर वाज शिवरिंग विथ कोल्ड, यू हर्ड एवर? नो, बिकॉज फायर ब्रिंग्स द हीट। We never heard that sun require light to see us. Sun gives light. Same way, Krishna is Ananda Kanda. He is Ananda Kanda. He doesn't need anything. He has only one thing to give, and that is pleasure. He is Rasraj, full of with all pleasure. So he comes to distribute his pleasure by paritranaya sadhunam and vinashaya cha duskritam. Whether paritranaya sadhunam or vinashaya cha duskritam, in both way Krishna is same, sama. Even one who does not follow Krishna, even they are killed by him, they get benefit. And one who serves him, certainly they get benefit. So we should choose one thing, either to serve him or to fight with him. But not fight for, you know, what you call, not a struggle for existence. Be like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, really, if you want to fight. Give some challenge to Krishna, don't become mosquito. So best thing is to serve him. So when Krishna comes, even he kills, apparently it may appear that he is killing some demons. But no. What he is doing? He is bringing a pleasure for devotees by killing that demon. Like right now, their India and Pakistan match, right? Everybody talking, India-Pakistan match. So if India wins, then what happen? Or about to win, all Indian, everybody just, same way when demons are killed, all devotees become Haribol, Rama is killed, Hiranyakashipu is killed, so on. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya and dharma samsthapanarthaya. Dharma samsthapanarthaya. And there is only one dharma. And that dharma is saradharmana parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. To establish these three things, Krishna comes. This is the mission of Krishna. To establish the same mission, to help in Krishna mission, the spiritual master comes. Krishna sends his representative. And purpose is only one, to reclaim everyone back home, back to Godhead. Who can reclaim us? Only Krishna can reclaim us. But a spiritual master can show the path. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomaro sakati ache. Krishna belongs to his agent, and his agents are a spiritual master. Krishna dite paro, you can give Krishna to everyone. And that's what Prabhupada writes here. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of his spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount or equal to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you please a spiritual master, then he becomes pleased, and then he gives you Krishna. Just see. You do something to help in his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness, go out, distribute books, go out, do Harinam. That will please Srila Prabhupada more than anything else. Distribute his books, whoever meets, like Harada said, Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. That will please Lord Chaitanya. But what will please Srila Prabhupada, that we have to know. Go out, distribute his books, that will please Srila Prabhupada. That is his mission. He said, as long as my books are distributed, I will be living, right? I will be alive. Live forever. So go on distributing his books. Go on chanting. Go on Harinam. Every day. That is the mission of the spiritual master. And by doing so, we can see the supreme personality of Godhead face to face. So only one business is there. And that is the business what Krishna has started. To reclaim everyone back home, back to Godhead. That is Krishna's business. That is spiritual master business. And that is our business. That is also our business. So this is sum total of whole purpose. Now, Prabhupada started the purpose with a spiritual master. Krishna is so kind. He comes. I am forgetting that payar from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That from within, as Paramatma, as Chaita Guru, and outside, Antarjami Bhakta Shrestha Ei Doi Rup. This is Krishna's mercy. He appears in our heart as Antarjami or Chaita Guru, and outside as devotee. In two ways. So here, Prabhupada said, the appearance of an old friend in the form of a brahmana is very significant. Who is that old friend? That old friend is Paramatma in heart. The Chaita Guru, to whom we have forgotten from time immemorial, but he has not forgotten us even once. Can you see the mercy of the Chaita Guru, mercy of Paramatma, Krishna in our heart? He goes with us wherever we go. Not even one time he leaves us. He goes wherever we go. If we get human birth, he comes there. If we get the birth of a pig who eats a stool, he also goes there. If we take birth in a worm, in a stool, he also goes there. So he is everywhere. Sridham Sarabhutanam. He is so merciful. He goes with us everywhere. Who can be merciful like Krishna? In this material world, your friend, your dearmost friend, your wife, your children, everyone will come with you as long as you have bucks, as long as you have money. The time you have no money, the description of Kali Yuga, the servant who has been serving the master for a long time, he'll say, my dear sir, itna paisa se ghar dwar nahi chalta hai, main dusra naukri dhoond leta hu. He'll say, my family, I cannot maintain, I am looking for new job. Servant lives the master. Wife leaves the husband. Children leave their parents. Because whole material creation is based on sense gratification. As long as you gratify the senses, so long they are your friend. But Krishna is our friend eternally. Who was our friend, who is our friend, and who will remain our friend forever. So let us not forget this one. I always tell one story of a businessman. I'm sure you must have heard, but anyway, I'll tell once again because that story is related to this one. There was a businessman and he had a four wife. How many wife Haradas? Tumhe brahmachari ki janne ki zarurat kya hai? He has a four wife. So one day he got a mild heart attack. Heart attack, but mild heart attack. I heard that if somebody gets 3 heart attack, then they die or something, right? First heart attack, they survive. They got angioplasty or something. Then other heart attack, third heart attack, finish. So anyway, he got mild heart attack. And he went little bit in coma. And he saw that how Jamdutas were around him. I just remember, I was in Allahabad. And evening time, when we were coming from the temple to ashram, there are millions of mosquitoes around you. Because it's the bank of Jamuna, and that side is very dirty. So millions of mosquitoes all over your face, you know. They are making sound. And not only that, even they bite. You're walking and they bite. At least here, they'll bite when you sit. But there, they're biting, walking. That's a really frightening situation. So, when he was in coma, he saw Jamdutas like mosquitoes all over his place. Right? And he got really frightened. And in a frightened state, he came back in consciousness. So it helped. Jamdutas helped him to come back to his consciousness. Now, first thing, it came to his mind that, my God, I am going to die. What will happen? I don't want to go alone. I got 4 wives. Let me find out if any of them will come with me. So first he asked to his 4th wife, my sweetheart, I am going to die. When I die, will you come with me? I have taken care of you so nicely. I bathe you, I dress you, I feed you, I take you wherever I go. You are my dearmost wife. Will you come with me? She didn't even think once. She said, why should I come with you? I am still young. Why should I come? You go. I will go to my parents. And they will arrange for marriage. So he already had a heart attack, mild. He was surviving. He got pain. Oh my goodness. This one I loved her the most. But she is saying she'll get married. She'll go to her parents. She'll leave me. Then he turns to his 3rd wife. And he said, look, although I know you don't have a good character, you look beautiful. I take care of you. I keep my eye on you all the time, 24 hours a day. I protect you so nicely. I know I'm going to die. Will you come with me? He said, what nonsense are you talking? You want to die? Die. I'll get married tomorrow. Who cares? As soon as you die, I'll get married. Oh my goodness. He got more heart attack. What is this one? Then he looked at his 2nd wife and he asked her that, look, I have maintained you all your life. Whatever you wanted, I provided. I did not even care for myself. I worked hard to earn money, to take care of you. Please, will you come when I die? She said, my beloved husband, I really feel pity on you. You heard 2 of them, what they said. Well, I do not want to be cruel. I can do this much. I can take you till a Smashan Ghat. What is it called? Cremation ground. I will take you up to there. Thereafter, you take your own highway. Whether to hell or heaven, that's your lookout. Well, he was almost there to die. Then he heard a voice from backside. He heard saying in very, very, very low voice, "My beloved husband, you saw all of them. You have banished me, but I have not forgotten you." He looked up. Where from this voice is coming? He saw there was a woman, very ugly looking, have not eaten for months together. He asked, "Who are you?" She said, "I am your first wife. I am your fourth wife. No, first wife. Fourth, third, second, first. I am your first wife. You have forgotten me. But while you are enjoying with your this three wife, I was keeping record of all your business. I kept the record of all your business. You may have forgotten, but I have not forgotten you." So now let us understand the real meaning of this bujhawal. Bujhawal ka angreji kya hai? Not puzzle. What Naraji is saying to Puranjan? Allegory, yes. So we all have this four wife. Brahmachari, they will think, how I am not married, how I have four wife, right? The fourth wife who said that you die, I will go back to my parents and get married. That's our body. Our body is the fourth wife. That we take care of the body. We bathe the body, we feed the body, put new cloth, everything. And when soul leaves the body, what happened? The five element, prithvi, hava, akash, agni, and jal, everything goes back. Not mind, intelligence, ego, but the five thing goes back to its origin. And then from again, different body comes. Third wife is the wealth, who said, "As soon as you die," he said, "I know you are not chaste to me. You keep running here and there." So we say, dhan chanchala hai, Lakshmi chanchali hai. One had to really keep eyes on account, otherwise money will go, nobody will know. So you have to keep the account properly and so on and so forth. We have to keep in bank, fixed deposit, what not. And as soon as we die, what happened? That money goes to son, family, immediately, or government. The same money who was married to him, or he was married to her, the same money married to her son, his son, or government, or whoever. So that is the third wife. Second wife are the relative to whom we maintain, and they can take our dead body to cremate, not more than that. And the first wife is Paramatma in our heart, whom we have forgotten from time immemorial. But he has never forgotten us. And he is keeping account of all our doings. That's what Prabhupada writes here. The appearance of an old friend in the form of Brahmana is very significant. In his Paramatma feature, Krishna is the old friend of everyone. According to Vaidhi Yogacara, Krishna is sitting, the living entity, side by side. So he is there, he is witnessing. So right now, our relationship with Krishna is like 36. 36, right? 3 or 6, 36. So one is Paramatma and one is Jiva. But when you become Tirsat, like this, that is the real situation with Paramatma. So that Paramatma, out of causeless mercy sometime to suffering conditioned soul, when he is really frustrated, if somebody becomes really, really, really frustrated, two things he will do. Either he will commit suicide or he will become sadhu. If he is really frustrated, he will become sadhu, tab tyag do, and become Hare Krishna devotee. Or sab tyag do, commit suicide, even body also. So this is the meaning of the purport. Now let us get on the verse. Tatra purvatara kaschid. Tatra means there, at that place, at that time, when her husband had passed away. And she was really frustrated. She was sati, na? Yesterday we heard about sati. The sati cannot live even for a second after husband passing away. So tatra, at that place, at that time, purvatara kaschit sakha. Purvatara, a friend, very old friend, to whom we have forgotten. Krishna Bhuli says you anadir bahirmukh. Not from today. From time immemorial we have forgotten that friend. That friend appears. Kaschin sakha. Kaschin means unknown. Unknown to this living entity. Not unknown to himself. He knew who is living entity. He knew that he was always there. But living entity has forgotten. Therefore, kaschin sakha. Some friend. If you are not friend, why should he appear? He appeared because he is friend. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, why Krishna did not appear in form, Chaturbhuj? Paramatma is always a Chaturbhuj. Then why he did not appear there? Why did he appear as Brahmana? Just like when Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita, he told to Arjuna, Kaunteya pratyanahi name bhaktya pranushati. O Kunti Nandar, go and boldly declare that my devotees are not perishable. I protect them. Somebody may ask, why Krishna did not come and tell himself, why he told Arjuna to do this thing? If Krishna had to tell someone, even his best friend Arjuna, forget about general public, even his best friend Arjuna, he had to swear, man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame eva sati satyam te. He said, satyam te, Arjuna, I swear to you. You know, he's swearing. He had to swear to Arjuna. Now, where will Krishna go and swear to all the people in general? Therefore, sir, Arjuna, you do. Because Krishna changed his rule many times. But if devotee says something, he had to do it. For instructing, Krishna instructs devotees, and devotees instruct general population, and people in general. So here, he comes as Brahmana for three different reasons. One is the Brahmana means someone who knows about the supreme personality of Godhead. Janmana jayato sudra sanskara dijo havet ved prayet bhayet vipra brahmajanati iti Brahmana. He's Brahmana. He knows the supreme personality of Godhead scientifically, Mukunda Madhava Prabhu. Scientifically. Scientifically means as Krishna is. Sleeping. So scientifically, Krishna, the Brahmana is the only one who knows Krishna as he is, because they have devotion. Bhaktyamam janati javan jas asmi tatvatah. I can be understood as I am by pure devotional service. And devotional service is there with this Brahmana. So he comes as Brahmana. And third is, Brahmana has a quality. And what is that quality? Through which Brahmana works? Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter. Brahmana ka gun kya hai Bhagavad Gita? Haan, ta bolo na. Jor se. Haan, lagta hai kal bahut chilaya hai, iska gala baith gaya hai. काम नहीं कर रहा है. समादमा तपो शौचम शांतिम आर्य एव च ज्ञानम विज्ञानम आस्तिक्यम ब्रह्म कर्म स्वभावज. सो हियर नारद मुनि इज एक्सप्लेनिंग द क्वालिटी ऑफ ब्राह्मणा एंड यू विल फाइंड सम ऑफ द क्वालिटी आर देयर. सो वन ऑफ द क्वालिटी अप टू व्हाट टाइम क्लास? 9:30? Everybody came late, so I will also go a little late. So first qualification, he said, he appeared as a Brahmana. What kind of Brahmana? Jada Bharat was also Brahmana. Right? He was born in Brahmin family. Although eternally he was advanced devotee, but outwardly he was Jada. There was Jada Bharat. Right? And nowadays also there are people who have do paisa ka thread and they go and sell pan masala or they sell popcorn and say I am Brahmin. They are also Brahmin. There are also Brahmin who are selling meat. They are born, supposed to be born in Brahmin family. So here Narad Muni describes what kind of Brahmana? Atmavan. Atmavan means self-realization. Means Narottam. Yasokata parato beha jata nirveda atmavan hirdi kritva harim geha pra brajessa narottama. Vidura tells Sumitra Muni in third kind of Bhagavatam. This is one of the qualification of Narottama, is that he is atmavan. How he became atmavan? Yasokata parato beha. Either by his own endeavor, by chanting Hare Krishna, or somehow or other. Yasokata parato beha, or by seeing somebody, by hearing from someone, either he got frustrated or he heard from some sadhus. Yasokata parato beha. Jat means takes birth. Yasokata paratobeha jata nirved atmavan. When he becomes nirved or free from all the attachment. And that is the position of atmavan. When one becomes free from material entanglement, that living entity is known as atmavan. And what does he do? Hridi kritva harim geha prabhajasana rotama. Hridi kritva harim geha. He makes the place in his heart for Lord to sit. And he takes the Lord and he goes to America and preach. Srila Prabhupada ki. Can you see him? Bolte jor se bolo. Srila Prabhupada ki. That is Narottama. That is Atmavan. So here Paramatma appeared as Atmavan. Now, one of the other qualification of Atmavan is that he knows how to preach according to time, place, and circumstances. So Paramatma came as a Chitta Guru in form of a Brahman to preach. Many times the Lord appears sometime to preach. And his preaching, he takes, Lord is the perfect actor for anything. If he had to beg, he became Vamandev. If he had to kill the demons, he became Lord Ramchandra. If he had to do Leela, he came as Krishna. If he had to preach the cult of Bhakti Yoga, he came as Lord Chaitanya. So Atmavan is one who knows how to preach according to time, place and circumstances. Remember the scenario. Remember the circumstances. Here your wife, chaste wife, that she cannot live without her husband even a second. Now she is ready to die. But here is someone who comes to preach her. Right? Atmavan. And what he does? Santoyana Balguna Samna. When he started pacifying her, how he is pacifying? Balguna Samna. Balguna means in sweet voice. If somebody is frustrated in the material world, somebody has fight with wife or husband or children has thrown out and so on and so forth, in the seat of trying to cursing him, that you rascal, you gave all your wealth to your son, you didn't give any training, and now they have thrown you out, so you're coming to us here. This is not the way to preach. Atmavan, his way of preaching is first santvayanam, santavana, pacifying. All right. That is first qualification. And if you are santavana, then very scientific, then mind becomes specified. And when mind becomes specified, then brain starts working. And when brain starts working, then whatever you preach, it just goes in his head. And thus, he changes his life and he becomes devotee. The first is santavana. Just like Arjuna said, chanchala hi mana krishna, pramathi valvam dhrinav kya karu, mar jaunga, man bada chanchal hai. What did Krishna say? What did Krishna say? Or? He agreed. He said, yes, my dear Arjuna, I fully agree with you. But please practice. Please practice. So that is santavana. Santavana is very, very important. And devotee must have this santavana. People, they have artificially, they are learning how to give santavana. They have no feeling. But devotee of the Lord, they are giving santavana or pacifying somebody from the heart. So it has a great meaning. Till we have feeling, how we'll do? And how the feeling comes? By the mercy of a spiritual master. Santoyan Balguna Samna. Very sweet word. Very, very nice, sweetly. And Samna means the word not to flatter, not flattery word, the truth. That is meaning of Samna, the truth. And in that position, if truth is spoken very nicely, and you can see here, Narad Muni himself not only giving the example that how a devotee should preach other, but he himself is doing. Tama aha rudatim prabho. He's saying, Prabhu, to this Puranjan, to this Maharaj Prachin Brahis, he's saying, Prabhu. What is Prabhu? Prabhu is nothing but Balguna Samna. By one word, he said, hey, you can conquer it. You can do it. You are Prabhu. And that's how a preacher should really preach. There's a lot to learn. Just like when they say of Naimisharanya, when they ask question from Suta Goswami, after hearing their question, what did Suta Goswami said? Anybody remember? What did Suta Goswami say? मुनया साधु पृष्ठोहम भवदि भवलोकमंगलम यत्किता कृष्ण संप्रश्नो यनात्मा संप्रसिद्धति राइट मुनया साधु पृष्ठोहम ओ मुने यू ऑल हैव आस्क्ड साधु प्रश्न फर्स्ट क्लास क्वेश्चन एंड व्हाट हैपेंड बाय दैट their mind will get pacified. Same way, when Parikshit Maharaj asked question, before starting Bhagavatam Prabachan, Sukadev Goswami said, Bariyane sate prasna, kirto lokahita nirpa, atmavitta sammattaha, pumsa satya srotabhyadisau, yapara, Bariyane sati prasna. Your question is fantastic. Topmost of all the question. This is the way to pacify. So that person can hear. So Narad Muni is not only saying, but he is doing practically also. By using the word Prabhu. So no hypocrisy. Straightforward dealing. कथनी और करनी दोनों समान सो टू समराइज दिस वर्स नारद मुनि वेरी लविंगली प्रीचिंग टू प्राचीन बरहिषत हु इज द रिसिपिएंट हियर दैट गुरु इज वन हु इज आत्मवान ही इज ओनली वन who can bring happiness in our life. And how that happiness comes? By self-realization. Sakshatkar, Atma Sakshatkar. So Atma Sakshatkar ka vigyan jo hai, science of self-realization is given by Sakha, Kaschin Sakha, who is Brahman Atmavan, by Atmavan. So, yesterday we heard very nicely about accepting a spiritual master. And here in this verse, the clock, they have put it in front, so I cannot go more than that. Here in this verse, the qualification of a spiritual master is given. What is qualification of a spiritual master? Brahmana. He must know who Krishna is. I always feel we are so fortunate that we have Srila Prabhupada. And by his mercy, we know who is Brahma, who is Vishnu, who is Mahesh, who is Kali, who is Durga. What is the difference between God, demigod, or human being? We can immediately say. But there are also gurus, cheater and cheated. But so, no, everybody is one. You are also same. You are also in same line. So it's so fortunate. Brahma janati iti brahmana. So you must accept a guru who knows who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, because the business of guru is to connect. To connect the living entity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to bring closure, samne samne, tirsat. And then spiritual master had to be atmavan. He must know, means he is uttam adhikari, and he comes down to madhyam adhikari for preaching. And what does madhyam adhikari do? The atmavan does not have to be shantauna balguna samna. This is the qualification of madhyam adhikari. Because they are in field of preaching. Kripa maitri, how that? Kripa maitri upeksha, right? The qualification. So kripa by shantauna, कृपा मैत्री उपेक्षा मध्यम अधिकारी कई गुण है ना, क्या हरा दास अब बुढ़ा हो गया तो जवान आदमी बताओ कम से कम कुछ कुछ। एनीवे कृपा मर्सी सांत्वना बलगुना सामना दी मर्सी। सो एनीवे नारद मुनि हैज कम डाउन एज मध्यम अधिकारी एंड प्रीचिंग बाय सेइंग ओ माय डियर प्रभु। सो आई विल स्टॉप हियर, आई एम ऑलरेडी ओवर टाइम। एनी कमेंट? भक्त रूप प्रभु जी की जय हो। एनी क्वेश्चन?
दिस वर्ड tantamount, very interesting word. What Srila Prabhupada is saying is not that devotional service is the cause of seeing Krishna.
Yes.
It's not that by serving the spiritual master and following his instructions, therefore, we by that process will come to see Krishna. He's saying that if you actually take up the mission of the spiritual master with determination, that itself is seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes.
Very, very significant. Perhaps you might want to comment a little more.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. So Prabhu, you are saying that is this about tantamount, that we have to carry on the mission of the spiritual master, or carry on them. That is, but if you don't follow the instruction, how can we carry on the mission?
The following the instruction includes everything. Carrying out the mission includes everything. If you are carrying out the mission, then automatically you have to follow the greater principle, you have to chant your round, you have to come to Mangala Arati, you have to go out and preach, and so on and so forth. That is not separate. That is part of that.
Yeah, because seven times in the purport, Prabhupada has mentioned that you have to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. And that means then only if you follow the instruction of the spiritual master, then it means that you carry the
And his instruction is, please help me in my mission, the topmost instruction. Because he has a mission from Krishna. He is helping. And disciple means to assist. We are there to assist in the mission of the spiritual master. And I, Bhakti Prabhu, very rightly said that the time you start assisting, you are seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By serving, as Prabhupada said many times, don't try to see Krishna. Do something that Krishna comes to see you. And how it happened? By assisting a spiritual master in his mission. Right, Bhakti Prabhu? Any other question? Looks like everybody is hungry. Pin drop silence. Anyway, so जैसा कि सुबह में मुकुंद माधव प्रभु अनाउंस किए, मीरा रोड में आज से रामायण की कथा है। 7 दिन में मैं